Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the woman who wears her heart on her shoulder, the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
If I wear my heart on my shoulder, well, then I'm ripping my sleeves off.
Just do it, you know, just strip them away.
Yeah, there's nothing like the breeze on my arms.
Exactly. Oh, we're back. That's for us.
Yeah, we are back. We are back. I'm not there yet. I'm not there. Last night while watching the episode, I'd say at about 9:25, I just looked over at Ethan and I was like, I can't do this. I can't do this right now. I'm going to bed. I can't do it. And so we watched like the last, it ended up being like 15 minutes of actual content today.
Yeah. You did the pause, the Michelle pause before handing out the last rose. You're like, okay, I'm done right now.
Yeah.
Just take a break.
I walked into the other room.
For no reason.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah, I was just like, nope, not. I needed to take my space. I needed to respect my intuition about the red flags. And the red flags were me staying up till 10 o'clock.
Yes. Very good. Yeah, well, before we get into the premiere for The Bachelor, I thought we were very excited to see Michelle back in this starring role. But let's talk Bachelor Nation news. Not a whole lot out there, but anything you wanted to bring up?
Did I want to bring anything up? Was it that one of the Bachelor filming locations is in my backyard? Not literally, but figuratively in my backyard.
Yeah, that's exciting. So it's not like official news, but it's just hard to avoid anything related to the next season of The Bachelor, which I really am not excited
not thrilled
about.
With.
I want to focus on Michelle. It's like they've done this before. I feel like on past Bachelorette seasons, they'll like jump ahead and be like, get excited for The Bachelor. Even announcing Matt James last year, it was kind of like stepping on.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just. Yeah. I'm just a little. I don't know. I found this episode, I'm not going to lie to you, a little boring. I felt like it kind of insulted my intelligence a bit. Mm-hmm. I feel like it insulted Michelle and how great she is by wasting our time. And these guys, I'm just not like super duper feeling yet.
Yeah.
Am I being too negative? Like, I really don't mean to be.
No, I don't think so. I think what it was, it's like, this is a very classic premiere. It felt like I forgot we're in COVID times. Like, I forgot we're not at the Bachelor Mansion. I forgot we had new hosts. It just felt like followed the rhythm of a typical night one. We had some wacky entrances, very short intros to the guys and to Michelle, and then just like a tiny bit of like, here's some night one drama, but it's just like, we're gonna get rid of one person early kind of thing, and not like this huge storyline or anything.
Yeah, so how did we, so where do you want to start?
Let's start with just kind of how it set up Michelle and where, what we got to know about her, because we talked about with Asia, who we did the draft with, that we didn't know that much about her. Do you think, like, if you're coming in new to the season, new to Michelle, do you feel like you understand her more? Are you excited to get to know her if we hadn't seen her before?
Well, I just wish I came into the season with a whole binder of notes about her.
Right? That might have been easier.
I do feel like I understand Michelle a little more now. I liked getting to hang out with her parents a bit. I liked getting to see her in the classroom a bit. I feel like I do have a better understanding now, and I'm excited about her. I love her personality. I think she's really cool. I liked the way that her and Caitlin and Tayshia interacted. I thought that was really fun. And I think that really shows the benefit of having those two women lead a season. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, something felt off, and it's nothing to do with Michelle.
Yeah.
I think I'm just a little bitter.
That's in October. You don't have the off season, or.
Yeah. Well, and just, I like, So let's just skip to the meat of it. When they went to Caitlin and Tayshia went and knocked on some guys' doors. They visited Christy. They visited someone else. I was like, oh, this is great. I love that they're talking to them. We're finding out more about them in a different way. And then it was like, oh, like they weren't doing this for like exposition on these people's characters. Right. Like it was,
they didn't,
it was an expose, which
they didn't
was
do this
annoying.
As like a cool new, like, here's a new twist on like how Caitlin and Tayshia are mixing things up as host, and it's like a new like thing we're doing now, which it seemed like at first, like, oh, the guys have no clue we're meeting up with them. But then we realize, yeah, it's just set up to expose this one guy. And then it's not like they kick him out. It's not like they're doing the rounds. Like, we want to make sure everyone's here for the right reasons. You won't even show up in the limo. They had to wait until she like formed somewhat of a connection with, debatable, but somewhat of a connection with him, and then give her a warning about him, you know?
Mm-hmm. And so I am in two minds about this. So did the producers check everyone's baggage of what they were bringing in before, found this?
And this is Ryan we're talking about.
This is Ryan. He's a ranch man.
I didn't even realize I drafted him.
So did they go through everyone's bags and they found this? So they set up this weird Tayshia Caitlin thing to kind of catch him in the act. Mm-hmm. Or is he a producer plant? They planted this storyline. They wanted some night one drama.
Yeah, there's evidence that really points to both ways, I think.
Yeah,
this kind of fits in with news because there was something that came out about this guy. So this guy, Ryan, Caitlin and Tayshia find these notes, and it's like a binder and folders, and it's
for the bachelorette.
Yeah, it's the descriptions of like notes about Michelle. But I think the one that they're calling out was like how not to be the villain and
how to get more screen time,
pretend that you're interested in these things, teaching, you know, like that kind of thing. So then Caitlin and Tayshia don't say anything to the guy. They're just like, oh, that was a little disturbing. I'm uncomfortable. And then they're watching behind the scenes as they did on Katie's season, as the guys come out of the, not even limos usually, like this guy came out of the ice cream truck, and they're like, oh, that's that guy. And that, oh, it seems like she's clicking with him. They're not really hearing any much that's said. And then she talks with him later in the night. She gets ice cream with him from his ice cream truck. Seemed like she was more into the ice cream than him, but you know, she talked it up a little bit, like, oh yeah, he knew the way to my heart. And that's when Caitlin and Tayshia come in and tell Michelle, we have to tell you about one of these guys. We looked through some of their things and he had these notes. And so she's obviously like concerned. She pulls him aside and then they go up to his room.
Yeah.
To look at it.
We don't often get a night one room visit.
Yeah. And so he says, my friends wrote these notes. I've never watched the show. I've seen 2 hours maybe. So I'm so new to this world. Some of my female friends like study the show. They wrote me things to just kind of give me a leg up. I have nothing to hide. But he was clearly very nervous. She wanted nothing to do with him, like kind of pushed him out of the room just because he was like really trying to like grab her hand and stuff and explain.
Yeah.
She's like, just give me a minute. She looks through it, sees it all. He's like calling out Jason Tardik and people to emulate and Mike Johnson. And so she decides to let him go. To read it, she's red flags seem to be kind of a new phrase for this season, and she wants to follow her intuition, go with, and if she finds a red flag, she'll just kind of go with that.
Do you think she started, like, do you think the Bachelor is behind the new Twitter meme of the red flag?
Oh, maybe
it's like it's a guerrilla marketing or something like that.
Could be, because it is like a very basic meme. It's like, what is this? Why is this taking off? So, have they tweeted that one? Because then
I don't think so. They should.
That would be they're missing it. They're not. Yeah, and it's funny because he's sort of like being interrogated by the cameras while she's in his room, and he's like, "I don't have anything to hide, or like, he said like specifically, like, I didn't come here for the right reason. Like, he said something like where he's basically, it was a Freudian slip. Like, I'm not doing anything for the right reasons. I'm here for the right reasons. So he like caught himself.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was all over Twitter and Instagram that this guy that said that he has never seen the show or only had seen 2 hours of it.
He's new to this world. He doesn't really know what the scoop is. He doesn't know anyone from Bachelor Nation.
Remember pre-COVID, Haley, when I had tickets to go to a certain show and then it got canceled because of COVID. But there were a few of these Bachelor Live shows going around
Bachelor
the country.
Live. What a world that show existed in, right?
Yeah, maybe I should just like give him a little bit benefit of the doubt. It's like, who has any memory of like those few months before when world was somewhat normal? But yeah, he attended. Not only attended.
Yeah.
He was the Bachelor on Bachelor Live.
Yeah.
And it's on his public facing Instagram.
Yeah.
He didn't delete it.
Yeah. No, you didn't. No. No, and I can't remember if it was on the show or if it was in the notebook or he said to some other guy like that he's been in the mix for a while.
Oh, that was in one of his notes or something.
I just remember hearing that phrase. I don't know if it was one of the other guys that mentioned it or.
Oh, yeah.
Something.
Was it that blonde guy was like, oh, I talked to him for a little bit, or one of the guys said that.
Yeah.
He's been in the mix for a while. So then he's contradicting himself there, or not thinking he'll be called out. He looks totally different in this picture. No facial hair, different hairstyle a little bit, but he's posted it, says, well, this happened last night, ... with a rose emoji. Thank you to the 10 beautiful ladies who put themselves out there on stage last night. You all did amazing. I honestly didn't know how you did it. LOL, especially on short notice and not knowing what to expect. Bachelor Live staff, hosts, and dancers, thank you for coaching me and calming my nerves before the show and throughout. I was a wreck and needed it. And lastly, thank you to all my friends and family who came out last night. There was roughly 70 plus people who paid to watch me suffer on stage. Looks like I might have more friends than I thought. Shrug emoji.
Bachelor for now, Live. Babes.
Yeah, that was an experience of a lifetime. #Bachelor. #Bachelor Live on stage. #RoseBeforePropose. #StoneColdFox. His last name's Fox, so he's even trying to get his own hashtag going. Becca Kufrin, Sydney from BIP, and Ben Higgins are in this photo with him and tagged.
Yeah, so that feels like a bit of a smoking gun, doesn't it?
February 19th, 2020. Yeah, so that points to...
at least some knowledge of the universe.
Right, definitely. So it could have been that one of these many 70 plus... it was only 70 plus people in the audience. What city was this? San Jose. Doesn't seem like a big crowd. Then he at least knew, like, okay, he could have a friend that said, like, oh, he's an eligible bachelor. Maybe I'm going to nominate him. And it's like, yeah, I'll do this crazy thing. But then after that point, you're posting about it. You know about it. So that's a year. I'm sure he was tuning in after that. And
you're using applying. A rose emoji. Like, you know what's up.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sus about it. And so hearing that he's, been in the mix, it makes me wonder if like he was just trying to like go on and get some screen time, get some whatever, or if the producers were like, hey, we've got a proposition for you, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready to believe that he was dumb enough to do this. Maybe he's very stupid. I'm not sure. Who am I to judge? But I'm feeling very wary of producer actions at this exact moment.
Right. So you think that they... I'm sure that like...
I feel like he's a plant.
Like recruited him for the show or specifically said like, hey... come on, do this thing for us.
I'm not putting it out. If he writes a book in 10 years when his contract's over and says, hey, the The Bachelor paid me to do this, I'd be like, yeah, that's kind of what I expected.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking like Bachelor Live on stage, obviously, like any of the guys that they select, like it has to be some producers that are, you know, casting this lead. They're not going to have the same, you know, qualifications that they need for a bachelor that's going on the show. But, you know, they pick their lead. I'm sure like they have their little Rolodex of however, like, hey, this guy is a California guy. He could be good for the show down the road, or he could apply and say, hey, I did this. And that might help him like at least be viewed. So I think they knew that he did this at the very least, but yeah, there could be more to it. It could also be that he was very like open with producers, like, yeah, like my friends gave me notes, and they could have been really encouraging about that, like, oh, that's great, we want to see that, like bring that with, and making it seem like it's not a big deal, and they're like, we're gonna craft a story out of this, and then they came up with the snooping thing, like we're gonna bombard the guys' rooms, and we find out that they didn't go to every room. They just went to like three people because they told Michelle, we met some of your guys. And interesting that they just randomly chose to go to his room.
Yeah. Yeah. I just like, whatever the actual situation is, it's not as like cut and dry as, oh, we just stumbled upon it. Like, that's not what happened. I think we all know that. If you've been watching reality TV for more than 7.5 minutes, like, I think you know that, like, there's something fishy going on somewhere.
Right. So taking it out of, you know, like what was behind it, is there something like, what do you see that could be problematic about what he did? Is there some side of it, like, hey, it's smart to come up with like, this is what I want to focus on, this is what I want to do? Or like, where do you think was the big concern? Like, at what point do you say like, well, this is over the top?
I think when we're asking when they're talking about screen time.
Yeah.
Or like how to not be the villain. Okay, like, I get it, but I mean, if you're there for love, what does it matter? I think when we start talking about the TV aspect of it, that's when it gets a little, that's when your red flag radar goes off a little bit.
Yeah, because I had seen Jared and Ashley I kind of defending him a bit, like, hey, nobody wants to be the villain. Not that he was defending him, but he like could understand like having a notebook saying not be the villain.
Yeah,
because that's biggest fear.
That I can wrap my head around. The Huda emulates a little weird.
Right.
Because then you would have to know like some baseline of who these people are, what their personalities are.
Yeah. So if his friend wrote that, like, you should be like this guy, like he was really well received or something, or that is weird too. Cause it's like, okay, but if that's not you, and there was something in there about like, oh, you're arrogant and people don't like that. There's a point where it could be like, hey, your friends are looking out for you. They're telling you like, this is how you come across. Like if you're, say you're going on Big Brother or something, like this is how you come across and you might not want to do this. And so it could be like a friend being like, well, this is how you come across with other women. And like, if you're really serious about finding someone, I could see that kind of coaching in that way. Like, we're looking out for you, like make sure you ask questions about her and seem interested, but.
But if that's your friend, wouldn't you say maybe don't go on the show made for narcissists, maybe try out therapy first.
Right. But it's your chance to have a friend on The Bachelor and you're a huge Bachelor fan.
I guess.
Yeah.
If Doug ever got on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, I'd be pretty excited.
We want to coach somebody. We want to have listen to our tips. Like, we'd come up with some booklet.
Yeah, but ours is like different. It's not like, I mean, yeah, don't be an asshole. Like, that should just be like an unwritten rule.
Right. Yeah. So I think rightfully so. Either way, if he's a plant, if he, you know, just caught up in this, went way too far, he was not there for the right reasons either way.
No.
Yeah. So she did the right thing, but.
Absolutely. And it really, really skis me out that like when she was cutting him, he was trying to grab her arm and be like, just give me one more chance. Like, I can prove it to you. And she's like, just met you 47 minutes ago.
Right.
Like, I don't like you enough to put myself through this. It's not worth it. Goodbye. Don't. And it's my decision. And this is my playground. Get out.
Yeah. Do you think he really is out of the Bachelor universe? Like, is this egregious to the level of, what was that guy that was so rude to Claire? Like, where you would not get asked back on VIP.
Yeah.
Could this guy be on VIP?
I really, really hope not.
I could see it. I could see that.
I can also see it.
Yeah. So his move right now, he's in his Instagram stories, he is sharing memes and like, I'm going to show these to my kids one day, laughing emoji, like keep them coming. So he has a good sport about it, I guess. Like he's not defending.
I mean, wouldn't you be if you got a $25,000 paycheck to do it?
Hey, they're saving host money. Yeah. So that's the Ryan of it all.
That's the Ryan of it all.
I wonder how many points he earned. One thing that I think I noticed this about Katie's season, and it made sense to me at that point because it was the absence of a mention of like their previous bachelor stint and like their relationship with Matt James. I thought it was really odd that they didn't mention anything for Michelle. Like, are they purposely not mentioning Matt? Are they just trying to focus on the women? Because it seems like every other bachelorette, it's like you get the story of like, I was in love. I, you know, did like my heart was broken. We didn't get any of that.
Yeah, we actually got this question from Will Harrington. Do we think production is trying to make us forget Matt's season ever happened since there was no mention of it in Michelle's intro package? And I kind of forgot that there was no mention of it in Katie's intro package either. So I'm wondering if.
But Katie and Matt, it's like, yeah, it's weird to not mention it, but.
Yeah, but Michelle was final too. So I'm wondering if because they kind of made a big deal about Matt picking Rachel and Rachel kind of having a scandal. Mm-hmm. And now Matt and Rachel are back together. Like, I wonder if they're trying to distance from that a little bit.
It just seems weird to be distancing from your only male lead of color.
And especially a guy who is on another property.
Spoiler.
Yeah, sorry about that. If you missed Dancing with the Stars last week, Matt James is gone. I'm sad about that. He was, you know what? He was a lot of fun. He showed more personality in his like couple weeks of that show when he was on screen for maximum 4 minutes an episode. He showed way more personality in that than he did all season. And that's not his fault.
Yeah, he seemed like he was having a lot of fun.
And him and Lindsay got along really well. And Lindsay and Rachel got along super well. And it was just nice. It was just... I hope he's happy and I hope.
Yeah, I think he had a couple more weeks left in him. It was sort of the way it fell that somebody who was, a couple people were really low typically and thought maybe would be out next did really well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was kind of a shocking elimination, but.
I have been enjoying the season of Dancing with the Stars. So, you know, a show I'm excited to watch every week, Dancing with the Stars.
Shocker. And the cast, I mean, it's really loaded in terms of people have dance experience, so he wasn't gonna win.
No, and I think he was fine with that.
Yeah,
I'm having a great time watching that. Maybe we should just turn this into a Dancing with the Stars podcast instead.
Yeah, so yeah, I that could be the reason. They really didn't devote much time at all to even introducing Michelle. We got to see a little classroom segment, cute family segment at her parents' home in Minnesota, and I thought it was pretty short, but then I was thinking we're gonna get a lot more, I'm sure, when they're filming in Minnesota. She's probably gonna have that meet the family, come to our house date and everything, so I think we'll see it then. But yeah, that did surprise me. So let's see. Great, we got Will Harrington on same level thinking along the same lines. Love when we can incorporate a question as into our discussion.
Yeah, Allie and Brian are great at it. We always do it at the end and then we're like, oh, we've answered this question three times. Sorry about that, everyone.
Exactly. Yeah, it requires a lot of organization.
And we just don't have the capacity for that.
We have to have a lot of tabs open. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So we get a few like kind of video packages of the guys. I wonder, like, did they just stick to like California people? Like we met that guy Chris, I'm trying to think who else we saw video segments for. Not a whole lot, like nothing that we would typically see, like a bunch of them. And then a lot of crazy entrances. We didn't get like a real like Caitlin and Tayshia sit down with Michelle either, though. Did we?
No, not really. Like, I feel like we kind of had a little bit more of that. Like, before night one, mm-hmm. we didn't get a night one one.
Right. Yeah, it was kind of like they're just more celebrating, like, yeah, you're ready, like, the Bachelorette. And whereas on Katie's season, they surprised Katie. She didn't know they were going to be there. Michelle obviously mm-hmm. knew that these were going to be her hosts, so they just did the typical, like, greeting her as she arrived. They are not at the Bachelor Mansion. It is a place called Indian Wells. So it's, like, a resort somewhere in Southern California.
I was like, isn't this a golf place?
I don't know. I hear Wells and I'm just thinking VIP Wells Adams.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah.
So, and then we get that spying segment as we talked about. The other two people that they spied on, they were impressed with. So it was just kind of to make them look less suspicious, I guess.
Yeah.
And then we have our entrances. First of the limo, or at least first we're shown, is Nate. He's that really tall guy, and they seem like natural connection right away. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's from Winnipeg. I don't know if I realized that.
No, so, I certainly did not, because he's listed as Austin.
Right. So that's different. And that's not a far drive, not a super far drive from Minneapolis. So
have you been to Winnipeg?
I've been a couple times.
Oh, wow.
A few times, yeah. So as a kid a few times, and then a few times doing the road trip as a grown up myself. And I really like it. It's a cool city.
Interesting. I've never been.
Yeah. It's a very, like, it has a Midwest feel. It's kind of, mm-hmm. I think it's more common for people from, like, Fargo or somewhere to go there. Much shorter drive. But yeah, prairie, but, like, lots of cool things, restaurants and, mm-hmm. like river walk and yeah,
I'm gonna see how far it is from Fargo. What a,
I think it's like 4 hours.
That's it.
Yeah,
holy, I don't even know how to spell Winnipeg. Who am I? Yeah, 3 hours and 39 minutes. Wow. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and there's like a point on that drive where it's like, I don't even know if there's a speed limit. It's just like, it's like a very fast speed limit. So,
oh my god, there's a highway in Maine that's like that. It was like way too fast.
So one thing I love about Michelle, it's like, and I noticed that with Matt James, it was like she was instantly comfortable with him, and like they have this rapport right away. And I was like thinking, is that just her and Matt James? Like, that's just their vibe. But I mm-hmm. noticed that with her and a lot of these guys. Like, I was like, wait, does she know all of these guys before? Because she just has this ease and confidence. And mm-hmm. Like when she talks to Nate later, she's sort of like, yeah, I just want you to be vulnerable. And like, you're showing me this. And it just seemed like a not night one conversation.
Yeah, it was a lot for me. If somebody was telling me about some light family trauma on day one, I'd be like, okay, cowboy, like, let's dial it back just a hot sec.
Yeah, coming in a little heavy. But hey, it worked out for him. He got the first impression rose later in the night. Romeo is next. He's speaking French. His name's Romeo. I don't know his background. I don't remember it from going through the bios, but
he's a mathematician.
Ooh. Yeah, he was cute as well. And then we had Jack has the white suit coat, and his name is Jack Russell.
Yikes.
And did like the awkward, my name is Jack Russell, like the dog. I'm loyal and fun or something.
It's like he didn't even believe it when he was saying it.
Yes. Then we have Clayton had the, oh, my mom is a teacher. We got a video package for him as well.
Mm-hmm.
A couple guys mentioned their moms are teachers, so it's not like that original for it, but
it was either their moms are teachers or they like basketball. Oh, yeah. Or both.
Right. He brought the corporal punishment, the long ruler,
and it just did not work out for him, and he knew it didn't play as well as he thought it was going to.
Yeah, I think a different bachelorette would maybe be more into it.
But Michelle's like, I need to keep my job.
Yeah, Michelle's like, I'm not. You could tell even when she's saying all these lines, I can just hear her, like, she says them so softly, like, school is in session. Like, you can tell she's like, do I have to say this? Like,
yeah. I have a friend who's a teacher, and when I saw her this summer, we were kind of talking about Michelle, and she was like, I don't get how Michelle can be the Bachelorette when she's a teacher. I was like, well, they're filming in the summer. She's like, no. Like, imagine you're a parent and you go to your parent-teacher conference and your kid's teacher was the Bachelorette. Like, how do you feel about that?
Oh, I watched you go to the fantasy suite, Miss Young. Yeah. Like,
he was hot. I can't believe he didn't F the other guy, too.
Well, they had her students like asking, like, how many boyfriends are you gonna have, and like, you know, it's cute, but it was kind of like the date that they had with she had with Matt, except they're in person instead of on the video. But yeah, she's not gonna be shown like spanking someone with a ruler. And yeah, he came in being like, yeah, that didn't go how I thought. He played it off like, oh, just because I was nervous, but yeah, it was like that gimmick did not go over well.
No, it certainly did not.
And then, okay, I feel some redemption for choosing Jamie. Did you still think he looked like 65 years old?
Okay, he didn't look 65, but he did look 45. But she's like super into him.
Yeah.
He was like a major player in the preview.
Yeah, I'm excited about that because he fell low on our draft. So I may have drafted Ryan, which was a miss. But yeah, Jamie at my 7th draft pick, looking pretty good. They had some good chemistry. He just seems like, I don't think he had a gimmick. He just came out, was confident. And and he was the first person chosen, like, in the rose ceremony app. Like,
I know. And I was like, really? Yeah. This guy. This guy.
Okay. I want to hear your thoughts on Chris G, the spoken word kind of intro that he did. Like, is that a Canadian accent going on? Is that like a spoken word rhythm kind of thing?
That's like a spoken word rhythm, because that is not what a Canadian or like a Nova Scotian accent is like.
Yeah, it was kind of like, of all the, you could be around a million daisies and every, you would still shine.
Oh god,
not for me.
I don't love poetry.
Yeah. Let's see. Who else? Malik. This is when we get kind of the quick entrances, so I don't have any notes for them. It's like Malik, Alec.
Yeah.
Will speaks Spanish to her. Pardeep says his dopamine is on fire. Olumide says that he feels like it's NBA draft night and hopes he's her number one pick. Then we have Chris S. He arrives on a school bus. He is wearing shorts and a backpack, like a schoolboy uniform. Yikes. Then says, also not really selling it, very awkward, you might get an A, I might give you a D. And she like right away is like, see you later. And he's like, I meant a diamond.
Yikes. It was bad. Oh, it did not play well.
So cringy.
He did not read the room.
No. He thought it went well.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah. I mean, she does, like, he's still there next week, but I think school bus, that's a good move. Just show up in the school bus, but be in your full tux, and, you know, like, maybe you can go, like, sit in the back and, like, make out or something, but do not, yeah, then try to, like, make a pun with, like, giving her the D. No,
it was not, I didn't like it.
She's so quick on her feet though to be like immediately be like, see you later.
Yeah, that was brilliant on her part.
Yeah,
I gotta say, I didn't love Michelle's dress.
Oh really?
Yeah, just it wasn't for me. I just think Michelle's so beautiful that I just wanted a little more from it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't have like a huge, like, it's not sticking out in my mind one way or the other. I'm kind of confusing it with, I think she had a similar, like, kind of goldish dress for, like, promos.
That dress I loved.
That was, I think, the custom-made one for her.
That one was stunning.
Yeah.
This one, not doing it for me as much.
Just wear it again. Wear it in the promo and wear it night one. Yeah, exactly. How often do you get, like, custom-made designer dress? Garrett had broken his foot, so that was kind of his entrance, as he had a cane. Feel bad for him because he did not last. And like, it's not like he can help whatever happened there. So, but I'm sure it hindered him some. Casey was doing that. What's that game called when you like put your hands out and you like pull your hand away?
It's like elementary knuckle wrap or something. Yeah. Like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas or something like that.
I don't understand what was going on there.
I don't like that game because I'm not athletic. I have slow reflexes.
But I do have to give him credit. Like, he was also a low draft pick. He was your 9th pick, and he looked a lot better than his photo.
He was very cute.
He had facial hair.
Yeah.
And then we have Brandon K. This was something like he gave her like beads or something.
I mean, again, like, I just... Michelle is not our sexy time bachelor.
She doesn't want, like, the plow your field jokes.
No.
Right? Or...
She doesn't really want the innuendos. Again, she is a professional lady with a professional career.
Yeah, because he was... And I think if you have to sell it, too, like, you have to be committed to it if you're going to do it. So it was, like, very awkward again. Like, he didn't buy into it. But it was, like... You have to show me your, and like gesturing to her boobs, and then, oh, your heart. Just give jewelry and don't make it about that. He was your 2nd pick and he did not last.
So. I regret it.
But your 10th pick was next. And this is LT, who showed up in a tuxedo speedo, very like a Daniel from Canada move.
Mm-hmm. Again, I think this would work with not Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this was, I think him still being there next week as a producer was the producer pick. Like, the producer pick wasn't the last rose, I don't think, but there's producer picks within who was chosen.
I think some of these guys could have really benefited from reading Ryan's notes.
Yeah, don't just like watch one season and be like, this goes over well. Don't trust the producer that says like, oh, this will be hilarious. Like, got to put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. Another guy that, well, give me your thoughts, because you podcast about cooking shows, food shows. You know, have a very aesthetic Instagram with beautiful table displays. So Rick was the platter on a buffet table that's wheeled out to her. And it was pretty convincing. Like, it wasn't that obvious that there'd be a person in it. I think, like, you can kind of assume. But she seemed genuinely surprised.
I would have thrown up out of fear. I would have punched him and I would have sent him home immediately. I scare very easily. And like, I don't want food brought into the bedroom. I also don't want to be afraid by food.
Right.
My one comfort in life.
Tacos to be like, you don't want to like have the food poured on you.
Nope. I don't, nor do I want to be frightened by my food. I would have been upset. It would have annoyed me that he then stayed in the table.
Yeah, that would be even more awkward.
It's like they said, remember James last season? He stayed in the box the whole time. People loved it. Well, why didn't you stay in the table?
Right. But he was like, you couldn't even see him. Like, you didn't know who James was. This was just like a floating
head. I still don't know who James is, Amy. And we saw like 9 episodes of Bachelor in Paradise with him.
Exactly. Yeah, this was a very disturbing, and he felt so confident about it.
I cannot take him seriously for the rest of the season because of this.
Right. She warmed up to him. She didn't seem like she loved it right away, but he at least got, I guess, what afforded him was it gave him like the one-on-one time. She might have ignored him otherwise, but yeah. It's like, oh, you have to go talk to him so he can get out of the table.
I guess so. Again, I would have just like, this was a more egregious sin than what Ryan did. Right.
The only the part I did like about it was when it was wheeled in to the house or to the room and the guys are like, oh, what are they bringing us? Like, they seem genuinely like thinking it was food for them. Like, oh, we're getting a little appetizer here.
Yeah, like my meat tray that I was promised. Right? Would you have eaten some of the bread off of the table?
I had bread, you know, shelf stable. It's probably fine, okay. Right?
Yeah.
But when she
breathed on it, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, who knows how long it's been sitting out. And it's funny that she had to put the lid back on them. But It was not good.
I didn't like it.
All right. Ryan, we talked about the ice cream truck on its own.
Great move.
Great move.
Please bring me an ice cream truck.
Yes. Then we have Rodney wearing a very cheap, what is this, like, those Halloween, like, Amazon apple? Something. It's just an apple, like pull what, it over.
Why?
Because she's a teacher. It took me a while, but...
Oh.
Because you give the...
I thought it was like an apple of your eye joke, but that makes way more sense.
And then he didn't even know, like, enough to say, because she's like, what kind of apple are you? And he's like, I'm a Granny Smith. And he was a red apple.
Yeah. So. I guess I don't know if I didn't realize that Granny Smith is the only non-red apple.
Yeah.
I don't tend to go for a Granny Smith. I find them too sour and the skin too thick. I am a honey crisp girl all the way.
Yeah, there's like he couldn't even do anything with Granny Smith. Like that's not like you can't make a good pun. Like it's not sexy. Like he could have said like I'm red delicious. I'm a honey crisp. Like I can be like a honey or something. So that was weird to even choose that. Like I'd have to be a Granny Smith. It must be the only name that he knew.
Maybe.
But yeah, weak, you know, but he's still around.
Call you want some help with your puns? Call us. We can help you out.
All right. Then we have Peter of Peter's Pizza in Florida. And he comes out like shouting, like, Buongiorno, Principessa. And he's throwing the dough in the air. Does not catch it. So I was not that impressed. Just lets it fall.
Yeah.
And like flings it away. What about
this?
Do
I make a good pizza? I'll show you a good pizza. Just keep me around. I'll make a good pizza for you.
Yeah. And then he says that, like, he, she's like, oh, do you make a good pizza? And he's like, you'll have to find out. So he doesn't even say, like, oh, that's actually what I do. He leaves her wondering.
Mystery doesn't work for me. I don't find, like, oh, how sexy. I want to learn more. I'm like, ugh, yawn. Yeah. Too lazy to figure out this guy. Next.
Right. Yeah, you got it. Because we find out a lot of them do not get to talk to her. So put it out there. Give her something intriguing. Like, oh, I own my own pizza place. I say, like, you learned in Italy. So at least you're going to keep them around a week. So you can try this pizza.
Absolutely, I am. I'm keeping him till probably hometown so he can take me to the pizza place.
And he does a mini date with her later with cannoli. Are you a cannoli fan?
I love cannoli. Cannoli, the shell itself, I find to be sometimes maybe a little over oily or whatever.
Yeah.
Cannoli cream. Ooh, I love cannoli cream.
Really good. Yeah. So, and she had never had it before. So I think that was a great move. Daniel. So we have two firefighters on this season. And of course they do. The first one comes out. He rides like a little toddler fire truck ride on toy.
And adorable.
It is cute. Like that's a decent move. I'm feeling great about it. He's loving this. Then he's in there with the guys watching the next guy arrive. A real fire truck shows up. And that's PJ. So
but my favorite part was Michelle being like, oh, someone else just came in a fire truck. And she like didn't let on that it was like a toddler's fire truck. She just like wanted to see PJ squirm a little bit about like not being the only fire truck guy.
Yeah, that was so good. Like so smooth. He was just like, oh, really? Another fire truck? And yeah, you could see that it rattled him a little bit. And that's too funny because then we see Daniel back there being like, oh, my gosh, like. Yeah, how do you get that? You know, and the guy's being like, he's your competition. He's like, no, he's all our competition.
I like when they have some like a good sense of humor. Like he wasn't like, this is BS. Like right. You guys told me I could do that. You know what I mean? It was just like, ah, shoot.
Right. Yeah. I didn't think of that or I didn't think I could do that. He probably did think of it. And they're like, no, we can't get that permit. You know?
Yeah, that's exactly what they told him. I thought his was cuter anyway. I like that he came in the outfit.
Yeah, he had the hat and everything. I love it. Brandon J. It's an interesting one because he looks like he's 12 years old. And he comes in a bed. So I'm surprised we haven't seen this before, but he's wheeled out in a bed. It's got like red and black, like buffalo plaid. And looked very cozy. And yeah, he's like, come on, get in. She's like, I don't normally get in bed on the first date. And he's like, I just want you to know what it's like. it'll be like waking up to me for the rest of your life.
Again, a little forward.
Yeah.
Is my favorite activity laying in bed? Yes. Mm-hmm. Am I probably going to do it with a stranger? Not likely.
So we could tweak this. We could say, keep the bed and move, but be like, this is my favorite thing to do when I'm like, once I'm comfortable with someone, like just watching Netflix in bed, or I thought you might want to kick your feet up or something, but don't do the line like, yeah, this is what it's like waking up to me. Cause if yeah, she's turned move, off right away, she's not gonna, it's not gonna work later on.
The move is to bring like breakfast on a tray.
Yeah.
And then say like, you have know,
food with it.
Yeah. Like our life is going to be like me making you bed and breakfast or something like that.
Yeah.
Breakfast in bed.
Oh my God. Deserve a treat, you know?
Yeah.
Brian like does the dance, like dips her or something like that, like forgettable, and he was eliminated. Jamari, this is like kind of a string of people who are eliminated. Well, Spencer was not eliminated. He had did the two basketballs dribbling and like not super impressive. I'm sure she can do that as well, but I'm surprised that was the only basketball one we saw. Mm-hmm. Jamari did the stripper sleeves, like he was in his suit.
I hated it. Pulled them off. I was just like, no.
Yeah.
I just don't like that. I'm just not in for it. This is, yeah. And it just does not seem like Michelle's scene. So why are we doing this?
And he was eliminated.
Yeah, can you imagine being eliminated in that?
Yeah, fuck on that.
I feel like we're going to see him in Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. Yeah, he could be a night one Bachelor in Paradise. I don't know if there's any like night one where it's like the grocery store Joe where you're like, oh my gosh, he was eliminated. But maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe the Jack Russell guy, like maybe he's somebody that could have that arc, but it wasn't. Ugh. Yeah. Edward did like a sound bath kind of thing, like take some deep breaths. And yeah, that didn't work for him either. Leroy, we didn't see a lot of him, but he was like the second guy that she called in the rose ceremony. Mm-hmm. And was your first draft pick. He did like a Polaroid camera. I thought that was cute.
Yeah, cute, simple, nice.
Martin did a backflip and said like he's...
But not well.
Yeah, flipping crazy for her or something. And then Joe. So Joe is from Minneapolis. And so he mentions that. And says, like, can't wait to go back home with you. She's like, oh, really? Confident. But then, like, as he's kind of, like, saying bye, she's like, wait, you look really familiar. No, I think she says that right away. Like, you look really familiar. And then she kind of forgets about, I can't place you. Then, as he's walking away, she says, have I slid into your DMs? Is your last name Coleman? So she knows him.
And he's like, yeah. Maybe. And then continues walking.
Yeah. What were you thinking at this point? Like, I was shocked, like, she slid into somebody's DMs.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised, honestly. I was like, oh, so, like, what's the scoop here? And mm-hmm. then when she talks to Caitlin and Tayshia, she's like, yeah, we had a couple of messages. And then he ghosted me. So I hear that my little red flag radar goes off.
Yeah.
That, you know, he's into it now because, like, it's a pretty easy casting line to say, yeah, like me and Michelle have talked before,
right,
blah, blah, blah. Like you get automatically cast for that, like, yeah. Is he now interested because she's on television? Like, what's the scoop there? And I'm glad that she called him out on it.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think the timing was of this? Like, is she signing to his DMs after her season or after her season filming ended? Like, well, does he know who she is?
Well, when did Matt see? I don't know. I think it's before, because if the timeline is what they say it was, the murder of George Floyd happened in June of 2020 and they didn't film Michelle's season of The Bachelor until fall of 2020.
Right. But I wasn't sure because he was saying like there were shootings around the square. So the square was like named that after that happened, but it could have been the following year.
Right.
Or later in the year. I don't remember anything specific. But I was like, okay, that I don't think he meant when it happened, but like activity around the square.
Right. And that makes sense.
And he has some real estate around there. But she was like, well, I would have understood.
Yeah. But I feel like I feel like Michelle's not sliding into any DMs while she's on the batch or like on the Bachelor.
Right.
And by the time her would she be sliding into somebody's DMs between like, I don't know, because she probably can't while she's on the season.
Yeah.
She can't while she's filming. Once the season's over, her contract is signed to be the Bachelorette. So I don't think she's signed. I think it was before she even went on the show.
Because I was like, well, maybe he's following her because he's watching the show. And it's like, oh, she's from Minneapolis or whatever. And then cause that's kind of how, like, I think all the Bachelor contestants that slide into DMs, it's like they see who follows them. They're just kind of looking through and like, oh, like this person's interesting. I'm going to DM.
Maybe Michelle's just a bolder woman than you or I. And
right.
She would just see a hot guy on Instagram from Minneapolis and be like, let's chat.
Exactly. Yeah, so they had some back and forth. We don't really know the extent of it, but when they talk later, it seemed like, yeah, like they were interested in each other and then he just ghosted. So it wasn't just like, yeah, she slid into his DMs. So
do you think she actually slid into his DMs or do you think it was like Tinder or Bumble or Hinge?
Oh. Maybe. Yeah, maybe is that code?
Yeah.
Because that would make sense too. Like, especially if it's before. You're just like, oh, you look familiar. But she knew his last name.
Yeah, but I feel like they could have like texted or something. I mean, I have never been on a dating app. I'm not sure what the scoop is. Like, you could have, I don't know.
Yeah. So interesting. So she obviously like was attracted to him, liked him, but yeah, she has this red flag going on. It's funny that Caitlin and Tayshia were able to hear that whole conversation. You know, what's this? You know each other? Whereas before they're like, oh, it looks like they like each other, but they're just speculating on what's said. Oh,
hilarious. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And so I like that she called him out. I like that she wanted to have the conversation and say, hey, like, I need open communication. And that is something I'm expecting here. Like, this is my game. And I do think it was the right call to give him a chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Let's see. So then we see like a few like other like little cocktail party conversations. But it's when she's talking to Leroy. I think he's showing her pictures or something. Let's see, Jamie. Well, Jamie's the first one to pull her away, too. So they get some time. And then Tayshia and Caitlin interrupt her when she's with Leroy. And that's when we get the whole, we already discussed all the Ryan scenario. So
did you notice what time the clock said?
No.
4:46.
Oh, really?
When they were in Ryan's room, it was 4:46 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
You know me. I would have been dead.
Yeah.
Dead. Ugh.
No wonder he couldn't like keep his story straight, because I do have in my notes now as I'm seeing it that. So what his quote was, everything is true. I'm not trying to do anything for the right reasons. I'm here for the right reasons. And then he said, when I'm watching stuff about the episodes, I write stuff about Michelle. My friends gave me summaries. There's nothing disingenuous that I've written. But it's like he said he's never seen more than 2 hours. So,
well, yeah, maybe he's zooted through all of Matt James' season just for the Michelle part. That's going to lead to about 2 hours.
That's true. Hopefully when he's out of contract, he can explain it all. Or he might get his like appearance on a Bachelor-related podcast given to him. Who knows?
Yeah.
To explain himself. But then she finally gets back after all of that. Can talk to like a couple more guys. Has a conversation with Nate. That's where he talks about like his parents did not have the best marriage. He's never seen his parents kiss. And then his mom is going through a second divorce, which with his stepfather, who is really close to. So I think he was kind of saying he didn't want to share this because she talked about how like her parents' marriage and everything, like family is so important to her that he didn't want to show that his like background was not as solid from as far as that is concerned. But she was like, well, I really want to hear that. So the fact that he said he didn't want to be vulnerable and then was vulnerable, that's all he needed for Michelle. And he gets the first impression rose.
And it's wild to me that, like, we always hear this story of, like, my parents have been together for 45 years, and so I want that. Or it's like, my parents had the... I don't even know what love looks like. And, like, there's no in-between, or, like, there's no almost room for, my parents are divorced, but your parents are happily together. We could make this work because we're different people than our parents.
Right. Yeah, my parents split up, and then, like, this is why I'm here, because I want something solid. Yeah, it's one of the two stories. So, yeah. What are you thinking of Nate, a fellow Canadian? I think
he's... I'm liking him so far. I would say that the previews are making me skeptical.
Right. So Asia drafted him second, and yeah, he is accused of being an actor, which, you know, that could just be a line that they're like, that worked with the front runner last time. We're going to call out, you know, are they going to take this, like the moves of Katie season where it's like, let's gang up on one guy every week and get him out. Like, that was a little,
I hope not. That was so boring.
Yeah, it was. I wonder if that's a red herring, like, or is there something to that? Because he was just like, what are you talking about? And then, but let's see, who else? See, I was thinking, like, when we saw the preview for the season and we saw this, like, guy with having all these notes and stuff, I assumed that would be, like, a really long-running storyline.
No, like, it was, like, a 20-minute and done thing, which, you know what, great for me.
Yeah. So, yeah, they seem to really connect, and a few other guys were, like, shocked that they didn't get the first impression rose, like, buffet table guy. He was so convinced he was going to get it, but...
That guy has, like, a very heightened sense of self.
Right. So, rose ceremony time, she says, like, I know I didn't get to talk to all of you. I'm sorry about that. Respect all of you. Thanks for coming, kind of thing. But I'm just trusting my instinct and wish you all the best, kind of thing. And then so she calls Nate, or not calls Nate. Nate has the first impression rose, calls Jamie, Leroy, Martin. Not that we know all these guys, but Spencer, Rick, buffet table. She says, my little lettuce wrap. So she's got term of endearment for him now. Clayton, Peter, PJ, Malik, Romeo, Daniel. So both firefighters are still there. Brandon, Jay, the guy with the bed. Will, Chris S. That was the guy with the schoolboy thing or the shorts and the bad joke. Rodney, the apple, Alec, Pardeep, Christopher G, spoken word guy, Casey, Olumide, and then LT, producer pick for sure. And then it's left to Joe. He's fretting about, I don't know, like if my explanation, like how she's feeling about that, I could be eliminated, but he is the last one chosen. So we get the guys that are eliminated are Brandon K, Brian, Edward, Garrett, Jack, and Jomari. All right. So we have some audience questions. Then we'll get to, I'll pull up the draft results after that because I just don't have them handy, but I have the questions handy. All right. Will has another question. Ryan cited Mike Johnson or Jason Tardik as someone to be like on the show. Besides them, who would you suggest contestants should be like if they want to be loved by Bachelor Nation?
Wells, of course.
Wells. I feel like that would be hard to model, though, because like he wasn't like very liked by the Bachelorette his season. Like, remember he like they didn't kiss for like a really long time and it was just
And then as soon as they did kiss, he got sent home.
Right? Like,
he didn't even make it to the end of the date, I don't think.
I would say... Yeah, and then the other one I was thinking of, it's like Grocery Store Joe. Well, he didn't do well on the show. So,
yeah.
So I think those are pretty good choices. I'm trying to think who else would, like a Ben Higgins or something.
Jared, maybe.
Jared, yeah. Like if you just want to be loved would you rather win and be hated, or
you know, I'd rather lose and be loved.
Lose and be loved. Yeah. So
I am one of those people. Sorry, I have a desperate need for everyone to like me at all times.
Then we have Justin Feinberg. How much money did very obvious production plant Ryan receive for his troubles? And why did production force him to look like even more of a dumbass than they already set him up to be by misspelling Bachelor?
See, Justin's in with me. Like, yeah. I just don't believe it. Is somebody strange. Actually that stupid? Like, really? Come on.
I don't know.
Maybe they are. I don't know.
Well, because he seemed totally fine with them, like, looking through his stuff, too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Well, he was like, oh, I'm a little nervous about this. But he didn't, like, hide it. He didn't, like, go, oh, just give me 1 second. I have to take a real quick shower.
That would have been good. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I just have to use the bathroom. Ugh, you know, I drank some milk and I'm lactose intolerant. Like, yeah. Oh, wow. Just let me. Why don't I wait for you on the balcony?
Right.
Toss it over the side of the balcony.
Yeah, that would have been good. Well, oh, that's one we did. Sarah Noor. So looking forward to Michelle. I think her being a teacher is really going to make a difference with her stage presence and communication with the guys. Not impressed with the guys yet. They all just seem okay. Nate and Joe both got a lot of screen time, though, so interested to see where they end up. My question, can Amy and Haley make some predictions on who they think will appear in the middle of the season, a la Blake and Heather from the past two seasons? Ooh, that's good.
I don't know. Who do you think? Do you have anyone in mind?
Trying to think of anyone. So are you watching Bachelor in Paradise Canada?
Not yet.
Okay,
not I yet. Will, I promise. I just haven't. Again, I have not had the capacity to do so.
I'm trying to think, like, who's on there, because who, like, couldn't do it, because wasn't she filming, like, no one on Paradise could be going, right? Because that was kind of overlapping.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think, like, who was on Katie, did one of Katie's guys show up already, or somebody who was from Tayshia's season that wasn't on any of these things?
Mm-hmm. Who was even on Tayshia's season? Right. I can't. I'm usually asleep by now, so my brain power does not.
Apparently, Ivan, like, mentioned to producers that, like, he liked Michelle.
Yeah, but he's the one person who I would be like, yeah, they could show up if you hadn't have said, well, Paradise is filming pretty similar time.
Right. And he chose Paradise. I don't know that he was even offered to go on Michelle's season, but he chose Paradise because the odds were better to find somebody.
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't think of anybody. Maybe Clay? Somebody like from the past?
No, I refuse. Don't give Doug that kind of ammo.
And then I could also see somebody like from her, like a girl from her season showing up to like do like a demi type thing. Like, I'm going to help like spy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nicole Horn says, did anyone else see that Ryan broke up with his girlfriend of a year and a half to be on the show? Ooh,
Another layer.
Okay. A year and a half. He filmed The Bachelor, or he did The Bachelor live on stage February 2020. So did he date whoever he ended up with there? Because that's about a year and a half, right?
And just to break up with them.
Oh my gosh. Did he just do that for the wrong reasons too?
Oh, I mean, who's ever done Bachelor Live for the right reasons?
Yeah, I don't even know if, like, cause I didn't buy the tickets. I was going with a couple people. I don't even know if they got their money back for this, like, because they were at the time like, oh, we're going to like just postpone it. Hopefully they got a refund by now. But speaking of, the Bachelor was supposed to be Clay.
Oh my god,
I missed out, because some of it was like they had alums doing it and some were like, oh, a local guy, like,
yeah, like Ryan. Our boyfriend Diggy was supposed to do it, or I think he did do it, maybe.
Wow.
One of the Chicago dates.
Gosh, how his life has changed now. I don't think his girlfriend was from there.
No.
Yes. All right. So let's see. I think George has the... Does he have the draft results ready?
I didn't see it.
Okay. Maybe not.
I don't know.
Maybe we just predict who we think is doing well. Based not me. On...
who was on my team? Who did I lose? Okay,
so let's see. You lost Brandon K. For sure. Let's see. That might be all you lost.
That's not bad, actually.
Who's Will? Will
is still, great question, Amy.
He's still there, I think, but I don't know who he is. Yeah, I think that might be all you lost. So I'm doing pretty well. Right.
Cool.
I don't know if I see any front runners on your Leroy. I think is a good pick, but he's like a sleeper right now.
We didn't see. I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good at like not getting eliminated the first night, but also not making it to the end.
I have, let's see, who did I lose? I lost Jomari, Jack, Ryan, kind of all my like towards the end picks. That guy Alec is supposedly still there, but we didn't see anything of him. And then Asia has Nate. She has Romeo. Those are her first two picks, so that was strong. She lost Edward. She has, let's see, who else did we see? She has Daniel, the firefighter. I didn't see a lot of Spencer. She has the bed guy, Brandon. She's looking pretty strong. She has pizza guy, Peter. Got some airtime. She lost Brian, the NFL player, as well, and Edward. So that is where we are at. Follow at George CTV to get the full results when he has them. Shout out to him. Always does a great job. And Haley, did you get takes from Doug this episode?
I didn't. Doug is on vacation this week.
Ooh.
So he said he'll be back next week with some takes, but he is vacating this week.
Okay. And when do you plan to start watching VIP Canada? Because I need updates.
Great question.
But don't get overloaded.
I am overloaded. You know what?
Maybe things Doug are can update us on it.
Yeah. Things are going to level out for me. I'm going to be fine. I just need a week to recover.
Yes. Well, I was going to ask, where can people find you? But I know one place they can find you, a very recent Nothing But Netflix podcast.
Yeah. You know what? This is Haley Strong on RHAP week. You can find me. Yeah. Listen to an episode I did with Kurt Clark, Chappelle and Rob Sestrinino, Nothing But Netflix, in the main feed on RHAP, where we talk about the Great British Bake Off. So if you're missing the GBBO content, we talk about it there. And then this week, I'm actually going to join Rob on the Survivor feedback show.
Ooh, happy birthday, Rob, by the way.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Recording this in honor of your birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, and there's lots of great content going on in the reality TV Rehab of Speed. Our good friend Mari is doing a WWE podcast, which is fun. So she does that podcast with Matt Scott. It's great, even if you don't watch WWE, they tell you everything they need to know. It's like reality TV, except more fun. Is it more fun? It's more fun. So listen to the Wrestling Rehab Up.
Anything's more fun with Mari and Matt.
I would listen to Mari and Matt talk, like emulate Dripping Water. Like, definitely. They're great. I love them. They're so fun.
Saying this out loud to remind us, myself, if there is a wrestling date that we see previewed, they are going to be our guests. We're going to bump whoever we have.
Great idea. Oh, you're so smart. Write that down. Mari, I know you're listening. Remind us, please.
Because, you know, like pretty much every season we have a wrestling date and you and I skip over it.
Yeah,
we don't analyze it in any way.
I feel like we saw it in the preview, right? Or am I making that up?
There was a musical chairs in the preview.
Okay, close enough. Close enough.
Yeah, there is some kind of fighting thing because I remember seeing like, they're like shouting like, I'm going to fight for. Yeah. And mentioning Nothing But Netflix reminded me, like, that's such a good title. Good pun.
So good.
Nate had some good puns. His intro was like, better Nate than never when he met her. And then she liked that. She's like, oh, did you come up with it yourself? And then when she was talking to him, she said, nothing but Nate. So like nothing but Netflix, nothing but Net. So that's looking good for him. And then you can find me on Twitter at RJPRecapper, and I'm podcasting with Asia, who drafted with us. We podcast every week about Married at First Sight, and I believe the feed is now live as well, so you can subscribe to that feed on its own. Just subscribe for fun.
Rob also said we got a new feed.
Oh.
I think it's Bachelor. Like, our Rob has a website.com/BachelorPodcast. I don't know. Try that out. See if it works. If it doesn't, I mean, you're probably already subscribed to this.
Yeah, I think it's right? Like you got booted from subscribing if you already were, right?
No.
That's a new, like, a new link to find it.
Yeah, and because this is the beginning of the season, if you are so inclined to give us a 5-star rating in your local iTunes store, that would be great, and I would very much appreciate it in my heart.
Or wherever you get your podcast.
Wherever you get your podcast, if you're not going to give us 5 stars, just move along. I'm sorry. Like I said, I just want people to like me.
The red flag, just don't do it. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't make
us
feel good.
If you've made it to the end of this podcast, you probably like us. So give us the 5 stars.
Perfect. All right. Haley, I know that we are like, this is coming up too soon, but it was definitely fun to chat with you about a new season. And yeah, we're just rolling along, chugging along, and I'm excited to have the listeners along with us for the ride. Thanks for listening.
We're all in this together.
Yeah. Bye.